بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, the other day I mentioned to you in the khatira, I said think of, I said to you and I said to myself that we are all authors. We are all authors. We are the authors of our own books of deeds. And on the day of judgment, these books of deeds will be published. And what is in that book of deeds is what we put there. So, therefore, it is very important for us to ensure that we, before the book is published, that the book is edited and cleaned up and proofread like we do with any properly authored book. You don't just write something and send it to the publisher, and the publisher also doesn't just publish it without checking, without editing, without proofreading, right? Everyone takes time and trouble behind it, and that's why publishers charge you an arm and a leg for their fees, because they make your book worthy of being published. You can, people have wonderful ideas, and they like to write wonderful things, alhamdulillah. But when it comes to publishing, their manuscripts are sometimes nightmares because of various reasons. I mean, people don't have enough command of the language and so on and so forth, and the mistakes. But if you get a good publisher, this is where a good publisher is so useful. A good editor is so useful, because then they manage, they are able to make that book into something which people would like to read. And so also our books of deeds, to make them presentable, meaning to ensure that there is nothing, no disobedience of Allah in it, that it is something which is free from all evil, is our responsibility. It's our book of deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened and left the door of editing opened until we die. So let us make sure that we do that editing and clean up our act. Now, for that, here is what I suggest we do. Think of one and do this one by one. Think of one thing that you did, one evil thing. And then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you for that evil thing. You don't have to tell anybody, you should not tell anybody. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't publicize your sins. If you did something wrong and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hid it, people don't know, leave it like that. Don't tell anyone about it. Don't even do, like, there's this tendency in many of the dawat, many of people who preach Islam, where they actually they seem to take a lot of delight in talking about how evil and how bad they used to be. And you say, you know, I was doing this and I was doing that, and I was on drugs and I was on this and that and whatnot, and today, see, I'm much better. Now, that's a very, very big trap, because first of all, you are describing all kinds of stuff that you used to do. Second thing is that almost by human nature, when you describe these things and then you talk about how you came out of it, it creates arrogance. You feel that you've done a great thing, although it was only the grace of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed you from where you were to where you are today. So leave those, don't say all that. Just tell people some good stuff about how to obey Allah, how to deal with that in today's world, so that it becomes easy to do that, and so forth. So don't talk about evils. But think about that evil and make istighfar. That's what I want to say to you, which is think of one evil thing that you did and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you for it. So one of the best ways is to say astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. I seek the forgiveness of Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله whom there is none worthy of worship except him, the living Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, the living and the eternal. وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ and I repent to him. I turn towards him. So أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. There is istighfar and tawbah. These are two words, specific individual words in the Quran. Istighfar means to seek forgiveness. It means to apologize. To say, I'm sorry. And tawbah means to turn towards Allah, meaning that we leave whatever that we were doing and we never do it again. The condition of istighfar and tawbah before that. So istighfar is one word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Seek forgiveness. Alhamdulillah. Allah said, seek forgiveness. Ask Allah to forgive you. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. And then turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So istighfar and tawbah. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. So, two different words. But when only one of them is used, when somebody says, make istighfar, tawbah or turning towards Allah is implied. Because there is no istighfar without tawbah. You can't say, I apologize, I repent to Allah, and then deliberately do the same thing again. So, when istighfar is mentioned, tawbah is implied. When tawbah is mentioned, istighfar is implied, because if you say, I turn towards Allah, it means that you repented and you sought forgiveness. So when one is said, both are implied. But if you want to talk about these two separate things individually, then you would use both of these words in their context. So here we are saying, Astaghfirullah illadhi, I repent to, I seek forgiveness from, alladhi, the one, la ilaha illahu, other than whom there is no one worthy of worship, هو الحي القيوم, and he is the living and the established, the eternal. وأتوب إليه, and I turn towards him, and I seek his forgiveness. I sought his forgiveness, and I turn towards him, meaning I am leaving my disobedience and I am turning towards Allah, meaning I am now henceforth going to be obedient to Allah. So the condition of tawbah and istighfar is to genuine regret, seek the forgiveness of Allah, and then never repeat that sin again. Now you might say, well, you know, I have no intention of repeating it. I never do it deliberately, but sometimes I forget. Or sometimes whatever happens, right? So then what should I do? Then make istighfar again. But obviously, don't make a habit of it. Don't say that, you know, deliberately, oh, I made tawbah. Okay, let me do it again. I'll make tawbah again. No. That would be playing games with Allah, which is highly reprehensible. And opens you and me and the person doing it to real trouble. Because remember, when you are seeking forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive, but Allah is not compelled to forgive. Right? Think of it, Allah is not in your control. So if somebody says, I sought forgiveness, okay, sure, so you did, but you didn't get it. You're still going to the fire. This is possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do this. I'm not saying He will, inshallah, He will not. And for sincerely repenting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to forgive. So we expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise. We look forward to that promise. But for the sincere one, tawbah, who makes istighfar sincerely, not somebody who's playing games. So we ask Allah to forgive. So make this sincere forgiveness. And seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the benefit of this is, Rasulullah said in the hadith in Abu Dawud, if anyone constantly seeks pardon from Allah, means he makes this istighfar, and I would recommend, say astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayhi, at least 100 times every day. Make this into your routine askar. Now again, when I say 100 times, it's not a, don't make it into a mechanical, mindless thing, you know, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, no. Sincerely, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sincerely ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And do that 100 times every day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, in Abu Dawud, the meaning of that. Whoever, if anyone constantly seeks pardon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is sincerely seeking pardon, meaning not going back to those sins, Allah will appoint for him a way out of every distress. Allah will appoint for him a way out of every distress and a relief from every anxiety, and will provide sustenance for him from where he does not expect. So three things. One, Allah will appoint a way out for him out of every distress, every difficulty. And he will provide sustenance for, he will provide relief from every anxiety, and will provide sustenance for him from where he least or does not expect it. In the hadith in Musnad, Imam Ahmad, Sahih Hadith, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah said, whoever increases his istighfar, prayers for forgiveness, Allah will grant him relief from every worry, a way out from every hardship, and provide for him in ways he does not expect. So, this is very important for us to do. And of course, we have the ayat of Surah Talaq, which says the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the one who has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extract him from every difficulty, and he will provide him from sources that he could not imagine. And the one who has tawakkul on Allah, who trusts in Allah completely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become sufficient for him. Now imagine, this is the beauty of the generosity of Allah. Allah does not even say specifically, I will give him this or that. Allah says, I will be sufficient for him. Whatever he needs, sufficiency of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us, is sufficiency in the dunya and akhirah. And sufficiency in the dunya is freedom from all difficulties. And sufficiency in the akhirah is Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Please make dua. I make dua for you and me. I'm here in Atlanta, Masjid Hamza. And we are starting the Sirah Solution Workshop in a few minutes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put khair and barakah in this, and to fill our hearts with hub and love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself and of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make this as means of khair and barakah and beauty for all of us, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.